$4 billion. That is the grim weekly cost to Australia's economy of the coronavirus restrictions. It's an extraordinary figure set to be confirmed by the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, today as he mounts the case for reopening the economy. Political reporter Stephanie Dalzell joins me now for more. Steph, good morning. That figure is just staggering. What else can we expect to hear from the Treasurer today?
It is really extraordinary. And Josh Frydenberg will be using his speech to the National Press Club today to really try to get people back to work. So he'll warn that the economy will lose $4 billion for every week the coronavirus restrictions stay in place, and it's already on track to shrink by 10% or $50 billion in the June quarter. So the point he'll be making is that rebooting the economy is the next step in the country's fight against COVID-19, and he'll say that $4 billion lost a week is actually the equivalent to what around 4 million Australians on the median wage would earn in a week, and that history shows that the longer people are unemployed, the harder it is to get a job, which has been the government's consistent line throughout this pandemic. Labor frontbencher Bill Shorten was on Channel 9 this morning and agrees that it's time to go back to work.
I think probably 1.5 million people have lost their jobs. A lot of small businesses have been slammed against the wall. But, of course, it's always important as we assess this. I mean, only 96 people have died. That's a tragedy, but it could have been much worse. So I think the common sense of Aussies has got us through it this far, and, you know, there's now light at the end of the tunnel.
And that's the Shadow Government Services Minister Bill Shorten. Stephanie, Josh Frydenberg will unveil these figures around the time that the National Cabinet is also meeting. Do we know what will be discussed at that National Cabinet?
Well, they'll be canvassing exactly this issue, how to effectively ease restrictions more broadly while guarding against that second wave of coronavirus, which is, of course, the government's fear. And they'll also have a special guest, the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. But we're not actually expecting any decisions to be made today. It will merely consider the scale of the relaxation of restrictions before they meet again on Friday, which is when we're really expecting decisions to be made. Now, the Prime Minister has said he won't flag which restrictions will be released, but he said the critical issue for National Cabinet when it comes to making a decision about the easing of restrictions is, of course, the amount of downloads of the COVID Safe app, which has been his consistent line recently. He's been linking the app to the easing of economic and social restrictions. And downloads yesterday had topped 4.5 million. And of course, the government's sweet spot is about 10 million. So they're almost halfway there.
Reporter Stephanie Dalzell, thank you very much for that.